Mike and Denise, we've been talking back in the classroom about how we're going to tie in topography and the importance of topography and how it relates to this environment. What we have here is we have what we call an edge profiling tool that we're going to use to actually take a look at how the ground changes as we move down into the water. Okay? It consists of just two basic poles, and these are just beginning and ending points for us and help stabilize a string that we're going to run. If you look at this string, it's marked off in equal increments, with the red lines being half meters and the little black lines being every 10 meters, or what we call decimeters. And what we're going to do is we're going to make this string level with the horizon by using this little fence plumb. Okay? And we'll put this in the middle of the string, and then we'll stretch the string out real nice and tight. And then we're going to use this little, this little plumb bob to, and you can see it's marked off in the exact same way as this line, okay? And we're going to be taking the measurements from the ground up to this string. And because we know this line is level, our numbers that we get should reflect the drop in the elevation as we move down into the water, okay? And it's going to be different for every habitat that we visit. You guys have an idea of what we're going to do today?
Yeah, sounds all right.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do
this. Okay, go on down, straight out from here. What we'll be looking for here is what we call transitions, guys. And so we're looking at how transitions occur as we move closer to the water. So if you could go on back another meter or so and you come forward, that's probably good. Okay, now, you can see this string is very, it's tied into the pole there. So that's the pole you're going to use on the land at all times. That one slides up and down. Okay? So that's how we're going to adjust the string to make sure it's level. Okay? Mike, if you could put that level on that string right there somewhere in the middle. There you go. Mike, have you ever built a fence?
I've helped.
Well, then you know that that little bubble needs to go between those two little black lines. I hope you used the level to build your fence anyway. Okay, so now we've got a good stable line. And what we want to do is you want to bring your line up until that thing's centered.
A little more. All right.
Okay, now that we've got our line nice and level and tight, we're going to move back up here to what we call the origin point, and we'll start taking our measurements down the line.
All right.
So, the first one we'll start out is this first half meter mark, okay? So this will be number one. So you can make a number one there on your data. So data point one, and what you'll do is you'll just drop this down nice and level. Drop it down to where the point hits the ground. And each mark is 10 centimeters. So 10, 20, 30, 40. Looks like about 49 centimeters for number one. Okay. Now we're going to move to our next mark, and I'll let you take these next shots. Remember, you want to make sure that any vegetation that's there is not interfering with your string.
10, 20, 30, 40.
About the same, isn't it?
About the same.
Okay.
49.
49. Okay. Go ahead and take a couple of more.
You can go in the water. I'm just
all right.
Right here, Mike.
I'll throw you a life ring. You...
It's about 69 and a half centimeters.
So what are we starting to see here? If you look at your, if you just kind of glance at your data,
it's starting to rise.
The numbers are going up. So what does that mean to the, about the bottom?
It's going down.
Right. The other thing that you should probably notice is that your numbers are not increasing very rapidly. That you have a very gradual slope here. Okay.
All right.
And that's pretty much indicative of this kind of marsh area. Okay, and what we're going to do now is we're going to go look at another area that's different from this, and then we'll compare what we got, the information we took over here, to that one. I think we'll see a dramatic change.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. about 79 centimeters. 78 centimeters.
78?
78 centimeters.
That's a pretty big drop.
Yeah, what do you think that happened?
Man.
Well, it's because we have a greater slope here. So right. One of the reasons that we have these little black lines on here is so that we can go back, and when we have areas that drop off really quickly, we can pick up the detail of that drop off. And so what we should do is we should come back up to this line, and what we'll call this is, this was 7A, 7, so this will be 7A, 7B, 7C, 7D, and then 8.
Alright.
Okay, and in that way we'll pick up all that detail of that drastic drop. Okay? Well, let's take a look at this data real quick before we continue with our transect. If you look at this data, it goes from 57 to 73, but that's all within a half a meter of distance.
Wow.
And up here on this other marsh area that we looked at, we had even less change within about 5 to 7 meters of distance. Although to the naked eye, the two areas appear very similar, but only when you get down to the nitty-gritty little details do you realize that there's a great difference in the slope of the land, and the edge area, and the different things that occur in these little bitty systems that are right next to each other. Okay, well, let's continue with our profile so we have a big data set.